With another episode of Twat Tech. What I'm going to go over today is briefly how to find a job online. Easier said than done, sometimes. This is how to find a job, not how to keep a job. First, we're going to start off with a program called RoboForm, which does have a Mozilla plugin. You can actually store pretty much any form data, and it will try and fill in any form data for you. This makes applying for jobs that have the same format incredibly simple, and to the point where when they call you, you don't even know who the hell they are. First thing you're going to do is you're going to download RoboForm. It's kind of hard, tricky to install the version that I have. It's an older version. You have to kind of in Task Explorer and get around ways to install it. Once you restart, it seems to work fine and everything. Apply a little patch there if you have to. What you need to do once you get all the information sent in, here are some sites that I use, and these are in order of my favorites. First one's going to be careerbuilder.com. Next going to be AJC Jobs, which is for Atlanta. You can also check your local newspaper. Whatever local newspaper will have a website for job postings, which is fairly well. It just depends on how large your city is. Next one's going to be Atlanta Recruiter. That's also a good website for small jobs, contract positions. Then you got computerjobs.com, little entry level, and then there's advanced jobs. It's kind of hard to find stuff that's in between. You got your computer jobs just specific to each different little sector, so it's easily filtered, but it's fun to jump between entry-level jobs, and then your advanced job, and I haven't really found anything between, so. Next, let's check out itechnicians.net. That's also a good site to search for. Also, check your Department of Labor, your local Department of Labor. Sometimes you can actually find admin positions there, assistant admin, stuff like that, small tech jobs for there. Yahoo, if you have checked them, they have redone their job site that was terrible. Now it's a little bit better, and it's similar to, if I'm not mistaken, Career Builder. They're kind of this. They get the same jobs. Also, you want to check anywho.com. That's from AT&T. They have a reverse lookup feature, which is great for your stupid temporary employment agencies. So if you ever get a number that doesn't have a whole lot of information, you can backtrack it and do a reverse lookup, and you'll usually get a listing of a temporary agency or some kind of, you know, office that's not the actual company that you're applying for. At that point, pretty much can the whole idea that you're going to get a job through them. I've never had any good experiences with temp agencies. They're mostly for administrative work and things of that nature, secretarial type of things. They also make you jump through all these hoops and answer all these questions just to even get an interview with the company that you're going to be working for through them. There's also Matrix Direct or Matrix Resources. A lot of those jobs get posted elsewhere, but they're more direct if you want to go straight to their site. But what you're going to want to do on each one of these sites is try and filter down the best you can using either Boolean if they have it, which would be great. Some of them don't, but CareerBuilder has a pretty good filter. AJC has a pretty good filter. A lot of them will have at least Boolean filters where you can set up a pretty decent filter to filter out everything that you're trying to look for, so that way you're not sifting through thousands of job listings. I was doing dynamic cover letters. Then I just got to where I just do a default cover letter saying that, you know, I'm interested in the job and, you know, want an opportunity regarding, speak to him about regarding this position, and looking forward to hearing from him, and they can check my projects, you know, my webpage for my projects, etc. So, as far as resume tips, I'm not any kind of person that could give you a resume tip, but no blank spaces of time. You want to have something in there. Don't want to be doing nothing. If you have to, you know, kind of sort of make up some stuff saying you're doing consulting work or whatever. Also, you want to keep it updated, of course. What I do is I suggest people to actually go on interviews, even if they don't want the job. This can help a lot as far as being prepared for questions and having questions prepared for other employers. For the times, I check on Sunday and on Wednesday. I found that most jobs get posted kind of during the week, and Wednesday is kind of a follow-up post, you know, just to double-check and make sure I got everything. Also, you want to be prepared to answer the phone in the morning. For a lot of you, such as me, you're not going to be able to do this. A lot of times I don't even answer my cell phone if I can't recognize the number. I will call them back. You don't want to answer the phone groggy. And also, you might be able to have time to give you research and figure out what the job is. If you do answer the phone and you don't know, I just tell them, hey, I'm out of the office right now. I don't have my notes with you. Can you give me a brief description of the job and where it's located, etc.? As far as keeping a job, the best thing I can suggest is keep your mouth shut and do your work. Bite your tongue if you have to. Look for another job while you're doing other things. Don't let them notice that you are uninterested in the position or where you're currently employed. They will catch on quickly, and they will lay you off or fire you. I also have the mentality of I don't necessarily care what the person does in the office, just as long as I don't get in trouble for it. So you try to keep your focused on you and not on anybody else. Focus on what you're doing and what you're supposed to do. If you worry about other people, you'll kill yourself and drive yourself nuts. Other people do other things, and other people get away with it. And that's just how life is, and that's how the corporate world is. So, pretty much wraps it up. If you have any other suggestions or anything like that, just actually subscribe to the Twat Tech newsletter and send me a shout-out, something. Let me know if I'm wrong or if you have any other specific... This has been another quick episode of Twat Tech Radio with your host, Operator. My site, again, is rmccurdy.com. RMCCURDY. There's Windows apps and scripts and whatnot. If you have any questions, you can send me an email. That's pretty much it. Be safe. Keep your mouth shut. Do your work. Or work for yourself. Talk to you guys later.